5 breathing techniques every athlete should know. Most athletes spend thousands of hours training their bodies and nearly 0 hours training their breath. That is a gap worth closing. Breathing is the one physiological system you can consciously control that directly connects to your autonomic nervous system, the system that governs heart rate, cortisol release, muscle tension, and attentional focus. Every time you are too tight over a putt, too wired at the start line, or too flat heading into a tiebreaker, your nervous system is running the wrong program. The right breathing technique can shift that state in under 60 seconds. A 2022 systematic review and meta-analysis published in the International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology analyzed the effect of voluntary breathing interventions on sport performance across 37 studies. Results showed that breathing techniques significantly influence both physical performance metrics and psychological stress responses, with slow breathing showing the most consistent benefits for accuracy-based sports and activating breathing showing benefits for power and speed, Matos et al. This is 2022. There is no single correct technique. There are 5 that every competitive athlete should know, and more importantly, know when to use them. Now, the mechanism. Why breath controls performance state. Before the techniques, the physiology. Your respiratory rate is one of the fastest levers for shifting autonomic balance between the sympathetic, activation, stress response, and parasympathetic, recovery, focus, branches of the nervous system. Research published in Frontiers in Human Neuroscience confirmed that slow, controlled breathing increases parasympathetic activity, reduces baroreflex sensitivity, and lowers both heart rate and cortisol levels, creating a physiological state associated with focused execution rather than reactive panic, Zaccaro et al. In 2018. Conversely, short, sharp breathing patterns amplify sympathetic activation, increasing alertness and motor output. The key performance implication, breath rate, is a two-way dial. Slow breathing brings you down. Activating patterns bring you up. Skilled athletes use both directions intentionally. Technique 1. Diaphragmatic breathing. Best 4. Baseline tension release. Pre-competition settling. Between-hole reset in golf. Diaphragmatic breathing, sometimes called belly breathing, is the technical foundation for all other breathing interventions. It requires engaging the diaphragm rather than the chest muscles, producing a fuller breath with lower respiratory rate and higher tidal volume. A controlled study on 76 varsity athletes found that diaphragmatic breathing produced significantly lower heart rate and higher tidal volume compared to chest breathing, along with reduced physiological stress reactivity during competitive conditions. Mia et al., 2017. How to execute. Place one hand on your chest and one on your abdomen. Inhale through the nose for 4 counts. The hand on your abdomen should rise while the hand on your chest stays relatively still. Exhale through the mouth or nose for 4 to 6 counts. Abdomen falling. Repeat for 5 to 10 cycles. If your chest rises first, you are chest breathing. Most athletes under stress default to this pattern. Training diaphragmatic breathing during low-stakes moments conditions the pattern for high-stakes situations. Golf application. Between shots, 1 to 2 diaphragmatic cycles. While walking to the ball, resets baseline arousal without breaking pace of play. Technique 2. Box breathing. 4, short 4, short 4, and 4. Best 4. Pre-performance centering. Calming focus between points in tennis. Handling tension on the tee. Box breathing structures the breath into 4 equal phases. Inhale for 4 counts. Hold for 4 counts. Exhale for 4 counts. Hold for 4 counts. The symmetrical pattern occupies attentional resources, suppresses rumination, and creates a measurable shift in autonomic balance. A 2025 PLOS. One study compared box breathing against 6 breaths per minute, paced breathing in athletes post-hit training. Both strategies significantly improved cardiovascular recovery markers, including HRV and blood pressure, compared to passive rest, with box breathing, showing slightly faster recovery in some measures. Pinheiro et al., 2025. How to execute? Using a 4-second count. Breathe in through the nose. 4. Hold. 4. Exhale fully through the mouth. 4. Hold. 4. Run 3 to 5 complete cycles. Total time, approximately 60-80 seconds. You can scale the count. Military SEAL teams and first responders often use 5 or 6 second boxes for deeper effect. 4 seconds is a reliable starting point for most athletes and fits naturally into a pre-shot or pre-serve routine. Tennis application. Between points, 1 complete box cycle during the walk to the baseline is enough to interrupt a negative momentum spiral and reset attentional focus before the next serve. Technique 3. Physiological sigh. Double inhale plus. Extended exhale. Best for rapid anxiety relief, immediate arousal downregulation, mid-race panic response. The physiological sigh is the body's fastest natural reset mechanism. It occurs involuntarily every few minutes in normal breathing to reinflate alveoli and expel accumulated CO2. When used deliberately, it produces the fastest single breath reduction in physiological arousal of any known breathing technique. A 2023 study published in Cell Reports Medicine by Balban and colleagues at Stanford compared 3 1-month interventions: cyclic sighing, double inhale, plus extended exhale, box breathing, and cyclic hyperventilation. Cyclic sighing produced the greatest real-time reduction in physiological arousal and the largest improvement in self-reported emotional state, working faster than any other tested technique. Balban et al., 2023-74-74-8. How to execute. Take a normal inhale through the nose. At the top of the inhale, take a second shorter sniff through the nose to maximally expand the lungs. Then exhale slowly and completely through the mouth, letting the exhale be twice as long as the combined inhale. Repeat 1 to 3 times. The mechanism: the double inhale reopens collapsed alveoli. The extended exhale maximizes vagal activation and CO2 clearance. Running application. When hitting the wall at mile 20 of a marathon, 1 to 3 physiological sighs while maintaining pace can break the panic feedback loop without disrupting running mechanics. Technique 4. Slow-paced breathing. Resonance frequency. Best for HRV training, post-competition recovery, pre-sleep activation protocol, sustained focus during a golf round. Slow-paced breathing at approximately 6 breaths per minute. 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out. Targets what physiologists call the resonance frequency of the cardiovascular system. At this rate, heart rate oscillations become maximally synchronized with the respiratory cycle, producing peak HRV and the deepest measurable parasympathetic activation. A Frontiers in Psychology study examined slow-paced breathing in competitive athletes over a multi-week protocol. During the COVID-19 competitive hiatus, athletes who completed regular slow-paced breathing sessions showed significantly improved endurance metrics, sleep quality, and psychological recovery scores compared to controls. Laborde et al. 2021. How to execute. Inhale through the nose for 5 counts. Exhale through the nose or mouth for 5 counts, targeting approximately 6 total breath cycles per minute. Use a simple count or a pacer app. Sessions of 5 to 10 minutes produce measurable autonomic benefit. Consistency across weeks, not single sessions, drives the deeper HRV adaptations. Golf application. 10 minutes of slow-paced breathing in the car before arriving at the course is a pre-round activation protocol that sets baseline parasympathetic tone before you reach the first tee. Technique 5. Activating breathing. Best for pre-race arousal increase, warming up before a sprint set, counteracting flat or anxious avoidance states before competition. Not all performance problems stem from over-arousal. Flat starts, low-intensity warm-ups, and anxious avoidant states, where anxiety creates numbing rather than activation, all require a different intervention. Activating breathing deliberately increases sympathetic tone to raise alertness and motor output before explosive performance demands. Research published in Frontiers in Psychology examined how breathing frequency alters emotional state and subsequent motor performance. Faster breathing rates were associated with increased activation, self-reported readiness, and improved performance on tasks requiring speed and power output, confirming that respiratory rate upregulates as well as downregulates performance states. Monfort Panego et al., G2022. How to execute. Take 20 to 30 controlled, slightly faster than normal breaths through the nose, roughly one complete cycle per 2 seconds. Inhales are sharp and complete. Exhales are full, but unprolonged. After the final breath, take one deep, slow inhale and hold for 5 seconds, then release. Follow with 1 to 2 diaphragmatic cycles to find the activation without panic sweet spot. Note, this technique produces transient lightheadedness in some athletes. Perform seated or standing with something stable nearby, and reduce breath count if symptoms occur. Running application. 3 sets of 20, activating breaths during the final 5 minutes of warm-up before a race start, primes the sympathetic system for the competitive intensity of the first half mile without spiking anxiety. When to use which technique. Har situation. Technique sitting to start. Pre-shot tension. Need to settle. Box breathing or diaphragmatic. Sudden anxiety spike mid-competition is physiological sigh. 1-3 reps. Months. Flat. Low energy before competition. Activating breathing. Months. Not the post-competition recovery. Sleep prep. Slow paced. Na 6 breaths. Min. Not just. Na daily HRV training. Slow paced. 5-10 min sessions. Between points or holes. Mustn't diaphragmatic. Must 1-2 cycles. Ladless. Now the framework is straightforward. Assess your current state relative to your optimal performance state. Overactivated or anxious. Use diaphragmatic, box, or physiological sigh. Underactivated or flat. Use activating breathing. Recovering after competition. Use slow-paced. Z. Sport-specific training blocks. Golf. 18-hole protocol. Pre-round. 5 minutes slow-paced breathing in the car or locker room. On the tee box. 1 box breathing cycle before your pre-shot routine begins. After a poor shot. 1 to 2 diaphragmatic cycles while walking to the next shot. Tennis. Match protocol. Pre-match warm-up. 2 sets of 20 activating breaths during your hitting warm-up. Between each game. 1 box breathing cycle during the changeover. After a missed easy shot or a broken serve. 1 physiological sigh before the next point. Running. Race protocol. The week before a goal race. 10 minutes of slow-paced breathing nightly. Race morning. Activating breathing sequence during the final 5 minutes of warm-up. Miles 18-22 of a marathon. The wall zone. Physiological sighs on demand when panic signals arrive. Post-race. Slow-paced breathing to accelerate parasympathetic recovery. Train breathing. Like a skill. The techniques above work when they are trained, not when they are read about, and attempted for the first time under pressure. The research consistently shows that athletes who practice breathing protocols in low-stakes settings transfer them to competitive contexts. Athletes who only attempt them at high-stakes moments report minimal benefit. Training recommendation. Pick one technique from this list. Practice it for 5 to 10 minutes daily for 3 weeks and test its effect on one specific performance context. Master one before adding a second. The pre-shot routine and the mental game of golf both identify breath control as a core component of performance preparation. These 5 techniques give you the specific tools to implement that component at a trainable, measurable level. MindSport includes guided breathing protocols built around these 5 techniques, with sport-specific timing cues and session tracking, so you can log which techniques you are using and how performance responds across rounds, races, and matches. And references: Matos, F. Nunes, C. Forte, P. and Duarte Mendez, P. 2022. The Influence of Breathing Techniques on Physical Sport Performance, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology. Zaccaro, A. Pieruli, A. Lorino, M. Garbella, E. Minicucci, D. Neri, B. and Gemignani, A. 2018. How Breath Control Can Change Your Life, a Systematic Review on Psychophysiological Correlates of Slow Breathing. Frontiers in Human Neuroscience, 12, 343. Ma, X, Yue, ZQ, Gong, ZQ, Zhangqi, H, Duan, NY, Shi, YT, Wei, GX, and Li, YF, 2017. The Effect of Diaphragmatic Breathing on Attention, Negative Affect, and Stress in Healthy Adults. Frontiers in Psychology, 8, 874. Related Finding in Varsity Athlete Context. Balbin, MY, Neri, E, Kogon, MM, Weed, L, Nuriani, B, Joe, B, Hall, G, Zeitzer, JM, Spiegel, Dio and Huberman, AD, 2023. Brief structured respiration practices enhance mood and reduce physiological arousal. Cell Reports Medicine, 41, 18895. Labord, S, Zamet, N, Dosseville, F, Doron, G, Javel, F, and Mosley, E, 2021. Using slow-paced breathing to foster endurance, well-being, and sleep quality in athletes during the COVID-19 pandemic. Frontiers in Psychology, 12, 624655. Monfort Panego, E.M., Vera Garcia, F.J., Moreno Perez, V., and Sanchez Zuriaga, D., 2022. Emotions and ensuing motor performance are altered by regulating breathing frequency. Implications for emotion regulation and sport performance. Frontiers in Psychology, 13, 963711. Pinheiro, L., Abreu, A., Moraes, A., and Lopes, P., 2025. Box breathing, or 6 breaths per minute. Which strategy improves athletes' post-hit cardiovascular recovery? PLOS 1.